If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Atlantic Coast Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 643-114.
Let's check in with entertainment reporter and author Cindy Perlman-Gaber in Las Vegas, and she's going to tell us about some movies that might be worth seeing this weekend. Morning, Cindy.
Good morning, Bob. It's sort of a weekend of leftovers this weekend. We have, if you haven't seen it yet, Project Hail Mary, the horror sequel Ready or Not 2, Here I Come, and the animated film Hoppers, plus Scream 7 is holding on. A few new ones, if you have a strong heart, They Will Kill You, an action comedy horror film, because you can't just be one thing. That stars Zazie Beetz and Heather Graham. You know, one of those, a woman takes a job as a housekeeper in New York City. What could go wrong? And a lot of people are disappearing in the building. And also there's Forbidden Fruits, a comedy horror drama. Starring Lily Reinhart. That's set at a mall store with a girl named Apple, who's just, you know, leads the secret witch cult with her co-workers Cherry and Fig. Last one, Alpha, a drama horror movie. That's about a troubled 13-year-old whose world collapses after she gets a tattoo. So if you want a good scare this weekend, it's Halloween all over again.
It sounds like it. It seems like every day we talk about another reboot. Have they just run out of ideas for TV shows and movies?
You know, the funny thing, Bob, is they announced this 13 going on 30 reboot this week, thinking it'll be just all nicey-nice. No, the fans have come out in droves saying, we don't want this. People are writing, we don't need a reboot. We love the original. Stop messing with our classics. This is a rom-com gen. And the reboot was going to star and will star Emily Bader and Logan Lerman instead of Jennifer Garner and Mark Ruffalo, which was such perfect casting in the past. They're the childhood friends destined to fall in love, but their lives take them elsewhere, and she goes back to being 13 again.
The gardening shows are very popular. Gardening is extremely popular, and there's a gardening show that is going to be hosted by someone that you don't normally think of when you think of gardening. Tell us about this.
Bob, do you ever get the urge just to watch Ina Garten on TV to see how you would bake a new cake? Do you ever do that?
No, but I should.
Okay, well, this is along that line. It's just so nice, so dreamy. But this one's hosted by Zach Galifianakis of The Hangover, which I don't associate Zen gardening with him, but it is. A new Netflix series called This is a Gardening Show. For those of us who can't figure out what stuff is, this is a gardening show. It's Zach in a garden. And the funny thing is, he said he's no expert. He doesn't like to garden. He doesn't even have a green thumb. But he's like just a regular guy who's getting gardening lessons from different experts. It's a comedy series, a reality show at the same time. And Zach said it's, quote, ultimately about the joy of connecting with the earth.
All right. Well, it'll be different, that's for sure. Fans of the Hallmark Channel are going to mark August 1st on their calendar. It's the Genesee Theater for this event. Tell us about it.
Well, you know, another thing, if you're a fan of these movies like She's Making a List and Alpine Holiday, or my favorite, Never Kiss a Man in a Christmas Sweater, a holiday classic, Hallmark is taking some of their hunks on the road. August 1st, hitting Waukegan. And, you know, they're going to sit on the stage, do a little Q&A. I'm sure they'll all wear those white cable knit sweaters, which is a job requirement of Hallmark. And they'll talk about things like how you should leave the big city, start your own fig farm somewhere, and then you would meet the love of your life. And this big tour, they're like little rock stars, these Hallmark people. It's going to Waukegan, New Jersey, Connecticut, all over the world this summer. And if you want to meet your Hallmark hunk, get out there.
Okay. This is good music news. Paul McCartney has announced his first new solo album in over 5 years, The Boys of Dungeon Lane. It's going to be arriving May 29th, right?
May 29th, Bob, this is so exciting. This broke overnight. It's called The Boys of Dungeon Lane, his 19th solo album, if you can believe that. And it's a nostalgic trip down memory lane where young Paul would spend his afternoons bird watching on Dungeon Lane in England. The first single came out yesterday. It's called Days We Left Behind. And it finds Paul sort of in this wistful mood, thinking about his childhood. He said a lot of it was smoky bars and cheap guitars. That's one of his lyrics. And he sings about how nothing can erase the days we left behind. And Paul said yesterday, I do wonder if I'm writing about the past. But then again, how do you write about anything else at this age? And he wrote about Liverpool in those times because growing up, you didn't notice you didn't have much and you were so happy. And just, we need to say it, Paul is amazingly 83 years old.
Here's a little bit of Days We Left Behind. That's pretty sweet, isn't it, Cindy?
It's sweet, and a lot of critics are remarking that his voice sounds a little fragile there, and that makes it even more impactful.
Yeah.
Because he is 83, and he is looking back, and we've known him pretty much his whole life. So I can't wait to look at these liner notes, too, and read these lyrics. I'm sure they're really beautiful.
Out May 29th, new Paul album. Have a good weekend. Thank you, Cindy.
Thanks, Bob. You too.
Lindholm Roofing has appointments available now to provide you a complete roofing, siding, gutter, and tuck pointing inspection. Call 773-283-7675 or lindholmroofing.com. Tell them that Lou sent you. Lindholm Roofing, their family has your family covered.
From Choose Chicago, Isaac Reichman will tell us some things to do this weekend. Isaac, good morning. A lot of interest in March Madness around here, especially since Illinois won last night. And you can see some basketball here in the Chicago area this weekend. Tell us about it.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Good morning, Bob. The NCAA Midwest Regionals. I know we just saw that great matchup last night with Illinois. We got more basketball, even some local basketball coming tonight at the United Center, kicking off with Michigan versus Alabama as the first game, and then Tennessee versus Iowa State just following. And then the winners play on Sunday for the right to go to the Final Four. So it's great. We just had the Big Ten tournament here as well. Lots of great college basketball going on in Chicago this weekend.
Tell us about C2E2. What is that exactly?
Yeah, C2E2, it's our annual pop culture convention down at McCormick Place. It's one of the biggest real pop culture fan fests in the country. Last year, they had over 100,000 attendees. So this is, you know, one of those that you see them all over. Big pop culture shows, anime, comics, wrestling is big this year at C2E2. Opportunity for cosplay, to meet some of the most famous performers, Elizabeth Olsen, Charlie Cox will be there, CM Punk and AJ Lee, some of the top wrestlers that are from the Chicago area. Great opportunity to really dive into your fandom and enjoy Chicago.
Tonight and tomorrow night at the Harris Theater, there's a dance festival that sounds pretty cool. Fill us in on this.
Yeah, this is called La Femme Dance Festival. It's an every other year a festival all that is celebrating black women in dance. It's curated and led by Red Clay Dance Company's Vershawn Sanders Ward. It's a really cool show. It's going to have a bunch of performances, but also master classes, discussions, conversations all about black women in dance. It's going to be a really cool show down at the Harris Theater downtown.
And for Women's History Month, this sounds good, and it's going to be at Navy Pier, and it's the Women's Makers Market.
Yeah, this is something really cool that Navy Pier does every year for Women's History Month. Every Saturday during March, they bring out about 10 to 12 local women makers that have different crafts and candles and ceramics and beauty products and other goods. And it's just it's just an opportunity to explore a local market from noon to 6 at Navy Pier. And then while you're at Navy Pier, explore everything else that's going on there. We just dedicated the new centennial starting point for Route 66 down at Navy Pier in honor of the centennial celebration of Route 66. So there's a lot going on at Navy Pier, both this market, again, Saturday from noon to 6, but then really, the whole weekend.
Yeah, we were just down at the pier Wednesday. A lot to do there. And for more, go to the Choose Chicago website. Isaac Reichman, enjoy your weekend. Thank you.
Thank you. You as well.
One other entertainment note before we get to the news. I want to mention singer-songwriter Daryl Dash Crofts, who teamed with his childhood friend Jim Seals for some 70s soft rock hits like Summer Breeze, Diamond Girl, and Get Closer. Passed away. He was 87. He had a history of heart issues. I always liked this one. This one was my favorite. We May Never Pass This Way Again.